Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going somewhere special.
Definitely heartwarming.
It's a story about kids and butterflies.
Yeah, we're heading over to Sweden.
Spring 2012, to be exact.
A group of students got to do something pretty unique.
They released a bunch of butterflies they raised themselves.
This is a really great example of how hands-on learning can give kids a deeper connection with nature.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
It is. And get this, it wasn't just any butterfly.
Oh.
And they didn't just release them anywhere.
Okay, now you got me hooked.
Yeah.
So who are these kids?
Well.
What kind of butterflies are we talking about here?
We're talking classes 2B and 3B.
Wow, specific.
At Ludvigsbergskolan in Valbo, Sweden.
Got it.
They raised about 30 painted lady butterflies.
Cool.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
These butterflies actually started out as caterpillars.
Okay.
And they were shipped all the way from England.
Caterpillars from England.
Through a special program.
Wow, that's a long trip for a little caterpillar.
Right.
Hmm. You know, releasing non-native species can be kind of controversial.
Absolutely.
Were there any concerns about that with this project?
That's a super important question.
Yeah.
And it's something they definitely considered.
Okay.
The big thing was where they would be released.
I see.
And they had a pretty special spot picked out.
Okay. Where?
It was called Butterfly Road in Grinduga.
Butterfly Road?
Yeah. It's a habitat specifically designed for butterflies.
Wow.
Now, the man behind this whole project.
Okay.
Göran Sjöberg.
I'll try to remember that name.
He was actually a butterfly expert.
So they got the expert opinion on board.
Exactly. They talked to him about the painted ladies, and he explained that they're actually migratory.
So they move around a lot.
Yeah, they naturally travel to Sweden every year from Southern Europe.
Oh, wow. So these butterflies kind of already had a trip planned.
Uh-huh.
So I guess releasing them there wasn't going to mess up the ecosystem.
Not at all.
That's good.
Göran was really important in making sure this project was both educational and good for the environment.
It would have been so sad if those kids found out they couldn't release those butterflies.
Oh, for sure. Those kids worked hard to raise them.
Yeah.
Imagine those students, you know, their faces just lit up with excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Opening those enclosures, watching those butterflies take flight.
That's got to be an amazing feeling.
I bet they were overjoyed.
I could just picture it.
One student even said it was the best school day of their life.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that really says something.
It does.
Okay, but tell me more about Butterfly Road.
Oh.
It sounds pretty magical.
It really is a testament to Göran's vision and the whole community working together.
So it wasn't just a random field someone picked.
Yeah.
Someone actually thought about this.
Yeah.
Planned it out.
Mm.
Worked to make it happen.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's really inspiring.
It is.
Okay, but back to the students for a sec. Their learning didn't just stop at raising and releasing those butterflies, right?
Nope, you're absolutely right.
What else did they do?
Well, they have these butterfly books
that
Göran and the County Administrative Board designed.
It sounds official.
Right. And they use them to identify all sorts of native butterflies.
Really?
Yep, right there on Butterfly Road.
So they got to see them in the wild.
Yeah.
Cool. What did they find?
They saw brimstones, orange tips, green hair streaks, peacock butterflies.
Sounds like there was a lot of variety.
Oh, there was. So many different butterflies.
That's amazing. So creating a dedicated habitat like that can attract so many different species.
It's true. It really helps support biodiversity.
That's great.
And the best part.
What?
Göran showed them how to catch butterflies with a net.
Oh. Okay, definitely.
Yeah, very gently. So they could observe them up close.
That's cool.
In a jar.
Like a little bug zoo.
Haha, kinda. And then they let him go.
Unharmed, of course.
Of course.
Wow. What a hands-on learning experience.
It was.
Man, this story really makes you think.
It does.
It's about so much more than just butterflies.
Right.
It's about a community coming together, you know.
Yeah.
Educating kids about the environment, showing them how even something small can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And creating lasting memories.
Definitely.
And instilling this love for nature.
It really makes you wonder.
About what?
What could we do in our own communities to foster that same appreciation for nature?
That's a great question.
Maybe not a butterfly road, but
how
can we create those opportunities for wonder and learning?
Yeah, how can we do that? That's something to think about.
It is.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed hearing about this incredible project.
Yeah.
And maybe it even inspired you to think about how you can make a difference in your own backyard.
That's what we hope for.
See you next time.
Bye.